Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Forget the failed concept of sending your resume into the black hole. In his informative third book, The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Recruiters, executive recruiter and transition coach Mark James shares his expertise for those in transition or wanting to advance in their careers. The Recruiter Mindset delivers what only insiders know about navigating the job search and interviewing process to become a top hiring candidate. Mark is a certified personnel consultant with over 25 years as an executive recruiter and career management and transition coach, the founder and president of Hire Consulting Services in San Diego, author of two bestsellers, and we've talked about both of them here on This Week in America, The Interview Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Mastering Your Career, and Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success. And now his newest, The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Search Recruiters. A pleasure to welcome back on This Week in America, Executive Search Recruiter Mark James. Mark, a pleasure. I've been looking forward to this for months. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here, and hope everything is well at your end from one coast to the other.
Yeah, on the East Coast, it's hot, but I understand it's hot on the West Coast as well now. So we're okay. We're handling the country okay. If we could just take care of what's in the middle, we'd be in great shape. The coasts are in pretty good hands with us here. I love what you've done in this new book, and so much to talk about, The Recruiter Mindset. Let's start with this whole recruiting process. What do recruiters do? How do they work? For many people, it's sort of a mystery.
You know, I have a favorite quote, is that recruiters do not find jobs for people. They find good people for good companies.
Yes.
So that understanding sometimes can get a little confusing, that some job seekers think recruiters are expected to find them a job. It really doesn't work that way.
You go through all of this in the book, The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Search Recruiters. What companies use executive search firms? Who hires these people?
You know, the companies that are growing, the companies that have a budget, recruiters are very specialized in what they find and how they go about their job. Most hiring authorities and companies don't have the time and the wherewithal to begin doing their own search work. Sometimes they'll hand it off to human resources, but they really don't do pinpoint recruiting. They typically put out a post, you know, a job post, which is very common. And usually by the time it reaches human resources, it's too late for recruiters to be involved. So usually when it's a pinpoint, very specific type of usually a select manager and way up into a higher echelon of a C-suite executive, that's where recruiting firms are most utilized, just simply because it's usually confidential. The search is not known throughout the company or anybody else, and they're looking to replace, or somebody's going to retire, somebody is going to be promoted, and they need to backfill with somebody that's of equal or greater value within the company so that they can find the best of the best. That's how it works.
Mark's website, by the way, is hireconsulting.com. His book's available, three of them now, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How do you go about contacting a recruiter, and maybe more importantly, once you've contacted them, to stay on the radar? Because I assume there's people contacting them all the time that are saying, hey, what about me? So how do you reach out? How do you stay in the top of their minds?
Yeah, this is the million-dollar question, is how do you get the attention of an executive recruiter?
Yes.
Very difficult, unless you are incredible at perfect timing, where you reach out with a resume, a phone call, and your background and experience is exactly what a recruiter's looking for based on that time and place, meaning they have a search that is ideally matched up well with you. And that's very difficult to pick that timing. It's almost impossible. So a lot of time people wonder, why don't they call me back? Why don't they respond? The problem is recruiters are really busy. And, you know, unfortunately, they don't have time to call back with bad news, right? They just won't take that amount of valuable yes. time from their schedule to call someone and say, sorry, I thank you for your sending your resume, but we can't help you. They typically will not respond, and you'll left wondering what happened. And again, you have to understand you have no entitlement to a recruiter's time. As I mentioned, they do not find jobs for people. They find good people for good companies, and you have to be very patient, diligent. And if you do get on the phone with a recruiter, it's a good sign. That means they're interested. They might have something for you, but they don't necessarily give you the indicator they will or do anything with you. They're pretty much screening you and finding out, you know, is this someone that I want to keep in my database, or is this someone that I may need to pass on? So again, if you do get that callback or that response or they contact through LinkedIn, very important to be responsive as quickly as possible and understand that this is a screen and don't get your hopes up, but at the same time, be professional and do the best to accommodate the questions that recruiters are basically trying to build a profile on you, and you need to be patient with that.
What should I say if a recruiter calls me? I assume he will lead the discussion, but is this like a long process, or am I best not to ramble on too long, sort of go where he takes me or she takes me?
I would keep it short and sweet and, you know, respond to the questions accordingly. Don't ramble. You do not need to recite a resume. If they ask you, what are you currently doing? What are you looking for? If it was an opportunity, you got to be ready with that. If they ask what kinds of companies are you have you sent your resume into, they want to know where they will be or will not be effective. If a company already has your resume, you're not going to be included as a candidate because they already know who you are. The company does. But so you've got a very quick to respond, understanding their questions probably take 10, 15 minutes, and they're going to form their own opinion and whether or not you would be a candidate for their opportunity.
Who do they target for executive positions, and how can I get on their list? Is there a way I can be considered by a recruiter?
You know, the best way is word of mouth. And, you know, when I recruit for an opportunity at a company, I'm always canvassing, talking to people who are currently working and not necessarily calling them to recruit them, but to see who they know, right? It's yes. It's a networking referral type process that a recruiter goes through. It's very similar to somebody doing a job search campaign for their own career. They have to do the networking just like a recruiter does. And when you reach out to a recruiter, you've got to be understanding that you're interrupting their day and you may not get the response you want. But when they call you, as I mentioned, it's a good sign. That means they've heard about you, they've looked at your LinkedIn profile, or they were referred to you by someone you know. That's a great indicator that you're getting to the next phase of what it takes to get into a recruiter's radar.
Mark James is our guest on the program. His new book is The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Search Recruiters. His past bestsellers have been The Interview Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Mastering Your Career, and the first book, Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success. All the books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your neighborhood bookstore, wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. If someone is saying, this really sounds like this could work for me, where do you put the recruiter in terms of where you look for a job? I guess I'm saying, well, you've got it in the book. We start off with the personal contacts. Isn't that where everything begins? Where would you put recruiters on the list is what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, that's the ideal question, Rick. About 8 out of 10 times, and maybe 7 or 8 out of 10 times, you're going to get your next job through someone that you are familiar with who either provides a referral or an introduction to somebody at a company. Networking is the number one way to go. The next opportunity might be with a recruiter, depending on what your track record is like, how good you look on a resume and your LinkedIn profile. you could be placed by a search firm maybe 2 or 3 out of 10 times, depending. There's a lot of depend as far as the quality of the candidate that you are and the track record you have and the specific skill sets and competencies you have. The last probable way to find a job is through job postings. And I know your listeners out there are going, they're nodding their head up and down going, yeah, I've applied to 100 jobs and not one phone call. And that's very typical. So you've got to get back to basics, and the basics and the fundamentals of job search is pure networking, connectivity, getting out of the house, getting away from the computer and the job postings and the job boards. Work with people to find out who they know in the recruiting environment. In the world of recruiters, you may have, somebody has run across a recruiter and they've kept their number handy. Ask for referrals to get into a recruiter's radar. It's a great way to get that attention as you're networking in your job search campaign.
In your book, you talk about the top 10 recruiting characteristics of good candidates. We won't go through all those, but what are several that we should keep in mind, what you and other recruiters are looking for?
Yeah, you want to be a good candidate. You want to be cooperative. If they ask what your salary is, you need to be very transparent. You're not negotiating with an executive recruiter. They do the negotiation on your behalf. If and when you do get to the finish line with the closing, so you've got to be cooperative. You've got to be certainly very realistic when it comes to salary. Being realistic and cooperative in response, getting back to a recruiter. If you get pinged through LinkedIn, you should immediately respond with your contact info, so a recruiter can call you with a specific time. You obviously want to have a good looking resume, a good track record. Something of value would be real good cover letter that highlights one of the opportunities or two of the successes, achievements that you are proud of that you want to highlight, and be ready to talk in a screening. You know your competencies, your skills, and what you are looking for in the ideal job. Certainly, everything that goes into being a good candidate is attentiveness and responsiveness. You want to be adaptable, resourceful, and motivated. It's called ARM, adaptability, resourcefulness, and motivation, ARM, a great way for you to kind of pattern your whole ability to discuss who you are and what your strengths are.
So much we're talking about on the program, so much more, and all of this in detail in Mark's book, The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Search Recruiters. Follow step by step from someone who knows inside the business, and he will take you there. We have to take a brief break for a message. When we come back, I want to talk about the Job Search Marketing Plan, the JSMP, as you call it, in the book, The Recruiter Mindset. Something we need in place before we even begin the process, and we will do that with Mark James, our guest on the program, author of The Recruiter Mindset. We're back on This Week in America after these messages. Welcome back, This Week in America. Back with us on the program is Mark James, talking about his new book, The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Search Recruiters. When we left, I mentioned I wanted to talk about the Job Search Marketing Plan. Talk about that. It's very comprehensive and really touches on all the aspects we need to have in place if we're being considered.
Yes, exactly. I created the Job Search Marketing Plan back in the early 2000s. And essentially, it's a roadmap or a blueprint of your job search strategy. It's a marketing plan, and it comes in two versions. There's a one-pager and then a five-pager, which is a blueprint of exactly who you are, what you do, what you're looking for, the target industries along with target companies. And to have a complete job search campaign, you have to know three questions right off the bat. Recruiters are going to ask you, why are you looking for a new job? You have to be able to talk about your reason for change, reason for looking. they call it the RFL, the reason for leaving your job or the reason for looking for a new job, and it has to be airtight. I caution everyone listening on this show, never respond you're leaving because you need to make more money. That is the wrong answer. You need to be more utilized. You're not being fully utilized. You're not being challenged. You're looking to upgrade what you're currently doing because you're feeling your competencies and strengths are not being utilized. You also need to know who you are. Remember the two-minute elevator pitch?
Yeah,
if a recruiter says, tell me about yourself, you need to be ready to talk about who you are and what you do. And then ultimately, you know, what you're looking for in the new opportunity, you need to be specific. And if you say to a recruiter, hopefully you won't do this, and they say, what are you looking for? You say, well, I'm open or I'm industry agnostic. that's going to be a complete disconnect with a recruiter. They're not going to ask a million questions trying to figure that out. You need to be ready for that. And then the other part of the job search marketing plan is a target market as to what you're going after, industry-wise, size, employees, annual revenue. You need to have those numbers ready to go in your head so that you can describe typical companies that you're most interested in when a recruiter asks what you're looking for in the ideal job.
If you're
one more part, Rick, is you need to have your stories ready to go. I think I mentioned this earlier. You need to have your top 5 to 8 accomplishments or proud moments where you've made a contribution to an organization and be ready to talk about how you did it.
If you're listening and you're thinking, my stomach's churning already with all of these questions and how do I answer them? Well, Mark's got the answers for you. He's got a section, 23, tough interview questions with answer strategies. It's all laid out there. You should not be ill-prepared if you read this book and go in for an interview or do the interview virtually. You'll be there with the questions and the answers. I want to talk a little bit about the resume. I'm reading the resume, and the less than the time it takes me to ask this question, someone will have looked at it and determined whether it's going to go any further. In 6 seconds, talk about that. You got 6 seconds on paper to make an impression.
Well, when a recruiting firm receives hundreds of resumes a day, maybe thousands and thousands per week, and they've got very limited time to be able to scan a resume, and if it's done right, if it's formatted properly, if it's got real bullet accomplishments, the biggest problem with bullets is they are typically used for job description statements, everyday duties and responsibilities. And that is a misuse of the bullet. The bullet needs to be an action equaling a result type accomplishment statement. And I can tell in 6 to 10 seconds whether I want to continue reading someone's resume based on page one, right at the top third, and then into the experience, and then the education is considered at the bottom. And I'm going to try to understand that in quick time and then be able to scroll out of that into another resume if I'm looking at them on my computer, which is typically where I go. And then if I'm interested in someone, I want to click on the hyperlink on their resume for their LinkedIn profile and go look at them online and see if they match up, you know, from both the resume accomplishments to what they've posted on LinkedIn. Very important part of my job is using LinkedIn almost exclusively as a database to find great candidates.
You talk about that throughout the book, and I'm thinking if someone gets a little behind with updating LinkedIn, thinking maybe that's not going to do them a lot of harm, that really can be a detriment, can it?
It really can. If your LinkedIn profile is not optimized 100% and you don't have a really good description in your about section, which is a kind of a career summary.
Yes.
You've missing an opportunity to connect with either a hiring authority or a recruiter or an HR professional who is using LinkedIn, like I said, as their database, their online sourcing database for finding potential candidates for opportunities in their company or their search firm. So real important to understand. There's a tutorials all over the internet, especially from LinkedIn, on how to optimize and maximize your LinkedIn profile. You will be passed over if you don't have a really good professional headshot. If your banner headline is listing job titles and names of companies, it's a wasted space. You need to be inserting a personal either branding statement or exactly the critical deliverable keywords that you do that a company would find very, very important to have. And that's the branding and the optimization that go into getting your LinkedIn profile ready to go during your job search.
All this and much more in Mark's new book, The Recruiter Mindset. His website is hirecounseling.com, consulting.com. A lot of this information in detail in the new book. I want to take, this is interesting with the resume. Right at the top of things to do, you've got three words, show, don't tell. And I'm reading through that and how important that is. We all like to say what we can do, what our skills are. You're saying, show me what your skills are.
Yeah. You know, there's a area that I call areas of expertise or areas of strengths. It's a table. And I usually have three columns by four rows, which is equal to about, you know, 10 to 12 areas that you are proud of, that you possess, that are keywords that are trackable in a applicant tracking system software that most companies and recruiting firms use. So when you send a resume into the company, all those keywords are tracked and they're easily retrieved when they do a query into this ATS tracking system software. And there are many, many kinds out there. Some are really good. Some of them are not good and they don't work and maybe have problems over-screening and under-screening sometimes with candidates. But the best way to follow up is a phone call. Don't rely on the applicant tracking system to get you on the front burner or the top callback. You've got to be aggressive and assertive with recruiters and companies to get on their radar and stay there.
With the resume, let's talk format for a second here. You've got keep the margins wide and the font big. What is the best layout? What captures your attention when you're going through these?
Yeah, I mean, for someone in their early career, a one-page resume is fine. I like 11 font is the smallest that I would try to keep it. Just easy reading. It make it easy for the reader to scan and read quickly. As you get into middle management, into executive management, a 2-3 page resume is just fine. You want to keep everything in your career on the resume so that they can see your full body of work, you know, right from where you went to school all the way into your experience. The formatting, I've got several resources available through the book that you can use that are resume templates that I prefer and that I've used with my coaching. And it's all available in a link that I provide in the book, in all my books, actually. And it's got a lot of good, valuable templates, how to get things done. The copy of the job search marketing plan and resume templates are all available on my company website, hireconsulting.com.
You talked about this before, but it's so important. Empty buzzwords. We tend to maybe describe ourselves in a series of buzzwords, and they mean absolutely nothing when you get right down to it. Why should we avoid, and how do we replace those buzzwords with something impactful?
Yeah, I mean, one of the most common is what I bring to the table.
Yes.
Right? People say that like it's a catch-all phrase that's supposed to convene or communicate that you're so good at what you do. And it's overused. And I like to say, you know, when you're talking about who you are and what you're capable of doing, is talk about your deliverables, what you can deliver to the company, and be factual about it. You know, talk about things that you're proud of, that your big wins in your career, and instead of the old age, the old overused phrases that people will constantly, you know, utilize, try to describe themselves. it gets old, and recruiters have heard it millions of times. You want to be unique, stand apart, be yourself, and rehearse some of these calls with a friend. Don't just wing it when you're on the phone with either a company, HR professional, or a recruiter that's reaching out to you. You need to be ready to talk about who you are, what you do, and your deliverables, what you can bring to a company that will make a difference and be a very, very good contribution.
Just roughly rounding it off to the closest million, how many times have you seen collaborative in a resume?
Yeah, the word collaborative and people, person, you know, there. I put a post out there on LinkedIn last week about all the additional words, the adjectives, I call them action verbs, that can be utilized in your resume and your delivery when you're speaking on the phone or you're in an interview. These words are not interchangeable, but they're better descriptors of what it is that you do and how you get things done, which are usually illustrated as bullets on your resume if it's done properly.
Mark James with us on the program. This book, The Recruiter Mindset, his first book, Keys to the C-Suite, second book, The Interview Mindset. All those books are in publication. You'll find them wherever books are sold, Amazon. Information on Mark and what he does, and more information on the books at hireconsulting.com. A few minutes left in the program. I want to talk about those interview questions, because I'm looking down this list, and boy, some of these can be intimidating. You start with one that should be fairly obvious, but you never quite know where to go with this. Tell me about yourself.
Right. Hey, you know, you can ask a question back to the person who asked you the question. It's okay. You can say, when somebody says, tell me about yourself, you can say, where would you like me to start? And let them tell you, well, tell me about your current job. So you're now, you at least you have a starting point. You know what's going to work. I mean, it's a great way for you to not recite your resume, which is the worst thing you could possibly do, is start from the beginning and work all the way to your current job. Nobody wants to hear your job history in a response like that. So get specific. Talk about real things that you're doing now, things that you've been able to contribute, deliverables to the company over the last, say, 3 to 5 years. But be specific.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
You will be considered rambling, and you've got to be able to have this rehearsed, maybe even scripted out, and then say it a few times rather than do it for the first time in a real live experience on a phone screen, so, or an interview. So be ready for these kinds of questions. The other questions I like are, what have you done? What are your biggest successes? What, you know, if you have a weakness, you have to be ready to talk about something you've worked on, that maybe you disarm something you used to have a problem with, but now it's better. You got to be ready to talk about salary with a recruiter. What are your salary expectations? You know, if you have a very strong propensity to get things done, you need to let the recruiter know that you take initiative well, and you jump through hoops to get the job done right. A lot of people need to be able to talk about their accomplishments in a very positive, proactive way.
What happens, and you touched on this before, when they ask you why you're looking? Sometimes, and you mentioned that, it's not, you can't say I'm working for a jerk, they haven't paid me in six years. How do you go about doing that, presenting it in a professional way that would make them feel comfortable hiring you?
Yeah, that's called the exit statement. It's the reason why you're leaving, or the reason why you're looking for a new job. And this is one question that will trip up many people, because they're not ready for it. They know it's coming, but you cannot just kind of dance around the answer. You have to be specific. I like a very strong method. It's called the Oreo cookie. And it starts with three parts to the answer. You start with a positive statement, the stuff in the middle, and then you end on a positive note. So for instance, I've had a great run at my current company. They've had some difficulties in maintaining their momentum. They've lost their number one company. Unfortunately, this impacted my job during this transition. My position was eliminated, and I am now in transition. However, this has given me a great opportunity to look at new companies such as yours, Mr. Hiring Authority, or your clients, Mr. Recruiter, where you know I would have mutual, be able to provide mutual benefit for both myself and the company. You need to have that positive start, the stuff that's the reason for leaving, in the middle, like an Oreo cookie, and then the bottom part of the cookie. It's a really great format for structuring your exit statement, which is your reason for leaving or reason for looking. Really good question.
Everything is comes back to preparation, doesn't it? You need to be prepared every step you take. I'm going to ask one more question here. That people sometimes struggle with, even though you know it's coming, when they ask you to talk about your most significant weakness.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like to, you know, you need to think about what have you done in the past that didn't work that you learned a great lesson from, right? Think about lessons learned. And that could indicate that you had a weakness or you made a bad choice. Talk about it. But be willing to be open about it. You can't say I've never made a mistake. That would be impossible. Everybody makes mistakes. But what happened when you did that? What did you learn? How did you improve? It was a weakness before, you disarm it, but talk about it very candidly, very openly. If you try to make it up as you go along, it's not going to work. So be careful. And what you say, you know, you don't say, I don't like working on Saturdays. Just say, you know, I used to be a very detail-oriented person, and it got me in trouble because my time management was always, you know, not working well. So I've learned how to block my time accordingly so that I don't have these time management issues and getting deadlines, you know, completed and working towards the mission to get the job done, even though I still don't want to, you know, I want to improve and maintain my quality control and the detail orientation of my projects. You need to be able to talk about these things very comfortably in order for it to sound, you know, very genuine and authentic.
This book is a comprehensive guide that will get you through the process when you're talking about interviewing, the interview mindset, and all that goes into that. The companion book, The Interview Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Mastering Your Career by Mark, is available still in print. Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success, also available. And this new one, this is a must-have, The Recruiter Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Working with Executive Search Recruiters by Mark James. Back with us on the program. His website is hireconsulting.com. Books available wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'm talking quickly because I've taken so much of your time and I've got so much more to talk about. We'll have to do this again. Mark, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for taking all this knowledge, 25 plus years, sharing it with everybody on the program. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure, Rick. I appreciate your time and always looking forward to another call.
Looking forward to it. This is The Recruiter Mindset by Mark James. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.